A blessed epiphany. Good morning, I'm Andy Bates. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 6, and Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. The Reverend Randy Asbury is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The Old Testament reading from Isaiah chapter 60. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried on the hip. Then you shall see and be radiant, and your heart shall thrill and exult, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the nation shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the second chapter. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them, until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. After being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. In the darkness, a light shines. Isaiah says that the light is the Lord. It's his glory that arises and attracts the nations and kings to its rising. And the picture is truly beautiful. A people that had been huddling in the darkness, in the fear, is suddenly drawn. They all head to the light, a big homecoming feast. Sons and daughters and wealth and abundance streamed toward this light, camels from Arabia and mysterious visitors bearing gold and frankincense, and all proclaiming the praises of God, the God who comes among us to shine his light into our darkness. In the darkness, a light shines. Those mysterious magi look up and ponder. They'd never seen such a star before. They discuss what it could possibly mean. Finally, they decide It can mean only one thing. The long-awaited, long-promised, long-storied King of the Jews has finally been born. So they prepare their presents, begin their journey. But when they arrive, it's as though no one had noticed. No big celebrations, no national joy, just business as usual. Darkness as usual. Perplexed, they ask where they might find the newborn king. And their question stirs up the ancient darkness. Oh, make no mistake about it, Herod's heart is dark. He's a murderer. He's already murdered his close kin for fear they were after his own throne. And now the news of a newborn king, the darkness stirred in the wicked heart. And the people's hearts were darkened by fear of the madman who was their ruler. And perhaps darkness also crept into the hearts of the wise men as they stood before that creepy king. Could they have been wrong? Herod asked the chief priests and the scribes where the Christ so long foretold was to be born. And then he tells the wise men, "You've got the wrong city. He's down south in Bethlehem. You go and find him and bring back word to me so that I too may come and worship him." So with hearts hopeful, yet still battling the dark, they set out. And there it was. Again, that mighty light, the star they had seen at its rising, shining through the darkness, leading their way. And then at last they saw its beams bathing one house in celestial light. And led by that light, the light brighter than any star, they went into the house, a humble house, to find the greater light. They see the child in his mother Mary's lap, and they fall down before him. They worship him, this little child, who is light of light, very God of very God, made human flesh by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary. They offer their gifts, and then they head back home, away from the madman. Their hearts changed forever by what they had seen. A light had shone into the very heart of darkness, darkness where the ruthless kill their rivals, where people of common sense fear the ruthless and tremble. Darkness of hate and violence, fear and despair. And yet that light would never go out. And like Herod of old, we can think of Saul of Tarsus, once a man of darkness himself. It filled his heart, and he raged against the light that shone from the child grown into manhood. He wasn't afraid to use violence and intimidation, persecution and suffering to try to stamp it out. "It's a lie," he exclaimed, "a bloody lie. Don't speak of him. He's nothing but a fraud. And these lunatic followers of his are sweeping you away with their foolish story, their nonsense." But then the day came when he literally saw the light. The light who is the child who shines into the world. The light of divinity shining through his own humanity. And it knocked him to the ground, turned his life upside down and inside out, and set him on a new path. The darkness was driven from his heart that day by the shining light on the Damascus Road. That light embraced him, forgave him, loved him, gave him the promise of a life never to end, and sent him on to be its messenger. And Saul the persecutor became Paul, the humble apostle. And he was given a mystery to proclaim. The light that shines in the darkness, it's a light not only for this people or that people, this person or that person. It's a light for all peoples, for all persons, even those with hearts as dark as Herod's or Saul of Tarsus. That light shines to make all together heirs of God, members of one body, partakers of this great promise. And what promise is that? That the light has come. That the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness could not, cannot, and will never overcome it. No matter how terrifying that darkness may be for you at this moment, no matter what beasts lurk in the shadows, how they rage or seek to destroy it, the light has come. The light that is Jesus Christ is simply a love that no hatred, no divisions, no fear will ever be able to snuff out. It's a light that reveals God's plan and gift in Jesus. One family gathered around one table, celebrating one feast in a joy that never ends. No more fear, no more darkness, tears, death, suffering, or pain. All the old things passed away. New things, here they are. Here and present, now, shining in his light. Shining in his light. And you are welcomed and summoned into that light. Here is the mystery of the church. As through a door open from heaven, her light streams out into the dark and cold night of this world and shows the lost the way home. So the church shines the light of eternity, the light that is her true life, her genuine joy, the light that is fellowship with God, the Father, through Jesus Christ, in the Holy Spirit. That light goes into the darkness. That light summons all to arise and come home. It draws them. It's your joy as servants at the International Center. In all your labors, you get to ensure that nothing impedes that light in our churches, our districts, around the globe. You get to ensure that it may shine with brilliance everywhere. The Epiphany light is the Christ, the Savior of all people, the light who went into our deepest darkness, who knew our suffering, who cried our tears, who died our death in darkness upon a cross to forgive all our sin. And he is the light that could not be snuffed out, risen, glorified, seated at the Father's right hand. He is the very promise that the light triumphs, and that all who have faith in him have bold access to life with the God who loves them, both now and forever. So Isaiah foresaw. So the wise men were brought to believe. So Saul of Tarsus learned. So we proclaim until that day when the light of Christ shines visibly upon this world and transfigures us all. Today we worship him with Isaiah and with the wise men. Today he feeds us on his light, his all-encompassing love and forgiveness, and thus fed, our lives may also shine and bear witness. O morning star, how fair and bright, you shine with God's own truth and light, aglow with grace and mercy. Amen. And the peace of God, which goes beyond all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.